Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, thanks for joining us on this Memorial Day weekend. What's your plan to go find a few fish today?
Well, Don, we just put the anchor down and caught a couple of catfish. We are in Lake Pontchartrain with, I don't see too terribly many boats so far. Maybe 50 of our best friends are out here fishing with us. It's relatively calm. The water's pretty clean. We don't have any fish in the box as of yet, but we have caught two catfish, and we're going to bounce around the lake and hopefully find some. That'll be our game plan.
Was that the salt or freshwater version of catfish?
Those were the saltwater version of catfish.
Okay. So you fish in plastic or real stuff?
We're going to fish a mix of both plastic and live shrimp. Wrigley's has some pretty live shrimp. I'm sure all the local marinas do on such a popular fishing weekend.
Yeah, well, that might at least, if you go with the plastic, cut down on the number of saltwater catfish. Although, you know, in recent years, they fall for it just like the good species do, too.
Yep, I have caught my share. Hopefully I caught my share, which will mean I won't catch any more on plastic, but I have caught them on plastic. There's been some fish caught this week. We had quite a few windy days, and we've been more concentrating on redfish than trout just because we couldn't get out into open water. There's redfish in the Biloxi Marsh, shrimp under a cork, or your standard gold spoons or spinners will work. The water's been relatively high, so the fish are really close to the grass, so accurate casting is really a plus. But they're there. They kind of scattered. It's a grind, but there's certainly fish there.
Now, when you go out into the Biloxi Marsh, is the water this time of the year clear enough, or is it grassed over where you really don't get the sight cast to them?
Well, last year, with the Mississippi River being low and our salinities being high, most of that submerged grass has died out. Although I can tell you, I do see it coming back, and it hadn't got to the point yet where it's obstructing my vision of the fish. And when the water gets high, obviously they're close to the bottom and it's harder to see them. But I have sight fished for them so far this year when the water was low and we could see them. And I imagine as we get into summer, you know, there'll be certain sections of the marsh that'll have the grass, and other sections along the outskirts on the eastern edge where the salinity's higher, where that grass doesn't grow near as much, and you'll have an unobstructed view down to the bottom. You'll be able to see the redfish that way.
Got it. Any other spots you might suggest for people to try, given the conditions we can have? We've got a pretty good tide range today.
Yeah, we have good tide range, and the conditions shouldn't prevent us from going anywhere. I'm surprised at how clear the water is in Lake Pontchartrain, because we did have quite a bit of wind yesterday. But I wouldn't say it's crystal clear, but it's fishable green. We got another fish coming in, but it's not on the surface, so it might be another one of those horn trout. And if that, it is a speckled trout, but he's little. And he got off next to the boat.
Well, that's good, because that's where it was going anyway, right?
Yeah, at least there are some trout here. We just got to wait for the right size ones to show up.
Uh-huh. Where do you see most of the boats congregating? Is it north side, south side, mid-lake?
It looks to be, I'm on the north side. I'm on the west side of the north draw of the train bridge, and there's more boats south of the north draw than there are north of the north draw. I hope that's not confusing.
No, that makes sense. Perfect sense. What about on the I-10 in Twin Spans?
I saw a few on the twins on the Highway 11 bridge. I'm getting tongue-tied. And I didn't see any on the Twin Span as of yet. I will certainly make my way to the south shore of both the 11 and the Twin Span before we give up on Lake Pontchartrain, because with the south winds we had yesterday, that's where I'm expecting there to be clean water. And if the water was dirty in the lake yesterday, some of those fish might have migrated to that cleaner water. I just wanted to try the north shore first before I head in that direction.
Have you made any trips up into the Lower Pearl recently?
I have not. I have not. I think of that more as a fall fishing, although I have ducked in there on occasion for redfish in March when it's really windy. I just hadn't been in there yet this year.
How about Gohagan's?
That's another fall-type fishing spot when the water temperatures get cold. So I haven't been in there, although I do hear people catching bass and redfish in there along those grassy shorelines. There's an undersized speckled trout coming to the boat.
There you go.
Looks like about 10 inches.
Mm-hmm. Some of those North Shore interior marshes off the river system, sometimes that's been a pleasant surprise because, you know, when it's too windy and the water's too dirty in the lake and you don't have any other choice, even though you know that in the summertime it's going to be a little bit slow in there, sometimes you go in there and you can pick up some nice redfish even in the summertime.
Right. You get in there and fish for bass, because that's what you expect to be in a freshwater river. But you do stumble across some redfish if you're in fairly close proximity to the lake. So, yes, that has happened on occasion.
Well, Mike, school is pretty much over for most of the students, and they'll be looking to do fishing trips with the dads and moms. So how's your bookings look for the summer months, June, July, August?
Oh, we got plenty of boats with eager captains ready to take everybody fishing. We had some teenagers on the boat yesterday, and they enjoyed catching those redfish. That was a lot of fun.
Great. Somebody wants to get you. I've got you on my website, which connects to yours. That's at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. If they want to go direct to your site and take a look at the boats and the lodging and some of the other info you got there, tell them how to get to that one.
Very simple. You can find that at aaofla.com, or you can call us on the telephone, 985-781-7811.
All right. Sounds very good, and I guess we'll be talking tomorrow and getting things lined up for our Monday trip.
We will, Don. I just need some good weather, and hopefully we can get a nice box of fish and have a good time.
Well, that'll be secondary. Always good company fishing with you and Jacqueline.
Sounds good, Don. Looking forward to it.
All right. Talk to you then. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Out on Lake Pontchartrain, getting a little bit of a slow start, but starting to weed out some of those catfish and get some speckled trout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.